This is Senator Bob Dole. Maybe Ted Kennedy bought the communist hollow promise of freedom of press in Nicaragua, but don't try to sell it to journalists down there. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you scored a perfect 10 on your swan dive when the communists in Nicaragua said they would let the opposition newspaper La Prensa open after 15 months of censorship. Extra, extra, communist restore democracy in Nicaragua. That is what you were yelling. But the people who have to live there weren't buying it. What about all those radio, TV, and newspaper reporters who dictator Daniel Ortega just refused to license, even though the peace treaty he signed demands freedom of the press? And the Catholic radio station, they may be back on the air, but Ortega just forbid them from broadcasting any news. Ted, I know democracy and freedom when I see it, and Nicaragua doesn't even come close.
Bob, your own right-wing policy of U.S. military aid to the Contras is not exactly a step towards democracy in Nicaragua, and it's certainly not a step towards peace. In fact, the administration's misguided support for the Contras has given the Sandinistas all the pretext they need to restrict freedom of press in Nicaragua. One other point, Bob. You should have kept your lip buttoned a little tighter when you returned from your recent trip to Nicaragua, because your intemperate remarks back here undid any good that your junket might have done down there. You weren't exactly smoking the peace pipe when you suggested to the press that what's needed is a little three-day invasion of Nicaragua. You even added that other leaders in Central America wouldn't object if somebody came down there and blew Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega away. You can't be serious, Bob, so why even say irresponsible things like that? This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the Reagan administration's latest scheme to slash benefits for the poor. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.